You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.
How's it going, Los Angeles? It's The Startup with Monique LeRae. I'm Monique LeRae, straight out of downtown LA, with America's best chef. We got inches so they can see you. We got everybody from Bell's Kitchen, season 19 and beyond. How's it going, guys?
Amazing.
You guys are beautiful, by the way. All right, I'm going to move out of the way and let them introduce themselves. So why don't we go from here to here? Yeah. Jump on over here and tell us who you are. Nice and loud, too. Nice and loud.
Trangard.
All right. Nice and loud.
There you go.
Hi, I'm very low.
Hold on, Corey.
Oh, my God, you guys. Listen, it's amazing that you all actually move like this so you can see what's going on.
Yes, come on.
Tell us how you've been doing. We've got Chef Corey, the winner of season 19. How's it going? How have you been, Corey?
I've been really good. Finally over COVID. Feeling nice and healthy again, so I'm super excited about that. So I'm going to live the life, keep myself living.
Oh, my gosh. Salsa. Mama Salsa.
Yes.
Mary Lou, nice to see you.
It's wonderful to see you.
Thank you for being here. She's a badass chef, too. Why don't you tell everybody you're welcome? All your fans want to know what you've been up to.
Since the season ended, I've just been, I guess, at my restaurant that I currently don't work at anymore. That was 3 minutes ago.
Okay.
So, yeah. I've come to just be working for myself, do some pop-ups, do some traveling, just what is very little with you.
Shout out to Uncle Ernest, Whiskey.
Shout out my boy, Ernest.
the story about Uncle Ernest?
No, no,
please. Tell me the story. It's a black room, and they taught, Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
It's been a while since I slept, guys. Jack Daniels,
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah. Wow. Shout out to Jack Daniels. I mean, hey, you know, when you come from the best, you can tell, right? So anyway, we're going to stay up with some Uncle Ernest. Will you guys open the certificates? Kids? You want to say shout out to La Casa del Camino? We have a two-night stay at La Casa del Camino.
Oh, sure.
Well, and Michael Sober, one of our sponsors, thank you, Michael Sober, family
was.
DJ. Yes, so whenever you're ready to come to the beach, so come on down.
Right, staycation.
Actually, we're tired, and we need a rest. So let's give a shout out to our sponsors, shall we?
Casa Camino, thank you.
Thank you so much. Hey, and Microsoft with Family Wines and Local Earth. Thank you, nurse. Does anybody want to practice being open to give a look? So what's the
Yeah, who are you
going to
argue?
Because you're the winner, so I don't
want to know.
Visit life every day, sort of at the restaurant, Blue Duck in St. Louis.
Nice.
make it happen there, get to do what I want to do, and making great food. I'm watching the show. Season 20, Elvis Kiss and Young Guns.
You're always late. So much to learn. That's when I came out here. I came out here to work at Austria and Germany. I learned a bit of Italian. I've been at the same restaurant for most of my career. So to go get some exposure, learn some new technique, get some perspective. And it's been great. Seeing a sea lion, seeing a dolphin, like mind blowing and incredible. Like, yeah, the ocean. Wow.
I was born in the ocean.
Yeah.
Still managing so many things in their house.
I've been getting some tips before on like some quick revamp stuff before lessons we learned last time. Why don't we go around the room and maybe you guys can give some parents some tips on what, you know, to say a classic sandwich and kind of give them a little bit of
a sandwich specifically?
No, just maybe that's like a traditional school meal that's just a little spicy.
Simple recipes?
Yeah, they can kind of doctor and make better.
I would do like a roasted chicken. So the vegetables, the chicken, blood drawn to butter, salt, flavor, you just throw it in the oven, it's one dish, one dirt, pop it out,
and then you can just look.
Exactly. And then you can pull it apart and make sandwich bread it later, but it's a chicken sandwich.
My idea is keep a journal. Like, start writing down what works and what doesn't work and stuff like that. Like, one thing that's really good to, like, I didn't think it was just what temperatures work for certain stuff. But I always tell people, like, potatoes cook at 400 degrees perfectly, no matter what potato. That it is. So, like, start paying attention to stuff you're doing. You're probably actually doing stuff that's really easy and you don't really know.
I've been talking about ramen lately. Ooh. I think it was like, I went to the store and it was like, just have to see ramen. And I was like, since when did he start making ramen?
It's amazing. That ramen?
No, I haven't just put Tati on ramen since I was a kid. The Bronx.
That's
the
flavor.
That's
yeah, because there's a bunch of different like broths and just different ramen, but I'm like, man, I am loving the broth. I think I've seen Brandon soy sauce a lot, but I man, it was not bad. There's soy sauce in it. But yeah, these are ramen noodles, and I use them for whatever I can. But yeah, I was going to the store, I thought this was great. I was like, let me buy one every time, and I taste it all of them next to each other.
Oh, well, salsa control. Salsa control needs to come from the rocks. They have the best salsa.
Okay, so Mary's going to say, guys, if you have a little chopped ramen, if you're being on a budget, spice it up. Do a little taste test. Yeah, I just got a bunch of ramen. I want to know which one I liked the best. But also, I just like to check out what different things.
Go to the Korean market. Korean market? I love going to the Korean market. Nobody speaks English, and nothing in English. And it's like, what am I buying? Like, oh, well, what's going to be at home?
That's right. So, yeah.
But, big asterisk there. You go to the Korean market and make sure that one is the spicy one. It's like, Korean spicy is...
Yes.
Finesse into it. So I can put recipes here. But I'm saying I can put the MSG in my heart. It takes it to the next level every time. So good. So good.
So you're saying add MSG powder into your.
Yeah. For anybody that's afraid of it, it's in everything already.
So yeah, oh, it's so the reason why you put that
size to 1 pound back of it before you're in the Asian market.
Yeah.
Okay.
You're
saying lean into it, don't be afraid to
get
a little
MSG. No, not at all. Yeah. I mean, anything to get a sandwich.
I love that. I need some sandwich. All right, guys, this is the point of the show where we give everybody your social media handles and websites and where they can shop for your products and book you and all that. So why don't we start with Trent and come down the line?
Check me out. Share Trent and Army on Instagram. About to get some shirts out next week. Hope we get to sign up. Buy some. It's a chef named Trent, T-R-E-N-T-O-A, Barbie, G-A-R-B-E-Y. It's on Instagram.
Great. All right.
What's it like being able to spell, dog? For those of you who don't know me, my name is Cody. You can follow me, or if you don't follow me on any social media, but it's created by Cody for a while.
Thank you.
Oh, and we love Monique. Thanks for having us.
Cards
are
I got
worker or leading the politics of the politicians, we care about you and what you think of
this time, this one, it's 100-year event that you're living through. So we want to feature in the film. We just won Toronto in May for Best Trailer. So we're trying to make this Asia, Belize, and Canada to get to, and maybe Morocco, North Africa. So if you're a sponsor and you want to be seen in the film, email me at CatholicAquariusMedia@gmail.com or just message me on Instagram at Lorraine Stinson. All right?
Oh, wait, one more thing.
Oh, yeah.
I'll follow the ring. Everyone on my
life.
One more thing. Happy birthday, Cody.
Whoa! Chef here
tattoo next. And Trent, we gotta think of something for him. This is for California. What do you guys think?
Oh, Tito.
Tito, Josh. Yeah, Tito. Okay, now we're getting a little bit. All right, guys. So, who is an inspiration for you now that you've made it to this level of success as a chef, professional chef? What chef do you still look up to that you would love to meet if you haven't met? And who's really inspiring?
What you say?
You can say me, it's fine.
So I decided to go to To be honest, I think Julia Childs, only because of everything she went through.
Yes.
She started when she was 40 in a completely different country. She was totally out of her element, and she just had everything. And she never left who she was. She never broke, and she never, like, let anybody tell her she couldn't do something. She just maintained who she was, and she was just such an inspiration to me. As a woman who went to another country and stayed, and all that kind of just, and also my grandmother and my mother are badass women, so.
It's a lot of synergy, and it's terrible.
Yeah, exactly. So I think about
it. Shout out to Gina.
Oh, yes.
Yeah. I'm sorry to, cook or otherwise.
I know.
I really like it. I love it, but this is something homey about it. I feel safe in here.
Me too. As long as it's a piece of stretch on.
She ain't got nothing there. I was like, you know, of course.
You need to be able to teach her how to.
I know. Of course.
So jealous. This guy sells guitar, like, such a small world. Like, his talk used to be networking. But, everything he does with seed preservation, like, what he does in the South, reinventing Southern food, and really bringing a new light to it, just really speaks to me. It's what I grew up around, and I love seeing just that new light being brought to it.
Nice. Yes, he's such a beautiful person. I got to meet him in Aspen, the Food and Wine Festival. He was there, and he was just such a hands-on person, and he was just so knowledgeable. He just sat there and talked and laughed, and it was just such a beautiful feeling to see, oh my God, you really are, who you portray. It's a lot of, sometimes you see people who are like, yes, they are, they're not. But he was just an amazing human being, and he was like sitting there teaching the kids stuff, talking to us.
Yeah, the love transformed into
people. Yeah,
I love that.
Adam, he was one of the first people to talk about how this industry might not be the same place. You know, he was one of the people
to talk
about
the mental issues and the substance abuse and not always feeling good enough because we're always being told you're not. And so you have to have thick skin, but you have to go through those moments of fighting the walk in. Don't go to the kitchen.
Don't get it in the car. Well, and the real estate team is the first person as a chef to be sponsored by Ben. So that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was pretty cool. Ask to Martin. I'm just letting you know I'm available.
And she drives great. Yeah.
Oh, gosh. All right, guys, I have one more question for all of you before we do our outros. And the question is, you probably see it coming. If you were on a desert island, it's your last meal on Earth, what ingredients, what food are you eating? Why don't we start Chef Corey first?
And this is going to sound so weird, but if you've ever had it, you'll know, my grandmother's mom. It is the most simplest thing. How she does it, it's her oatmeal with a little bit of cinnamon. It's got sourdough toast with butter. It's heaven on earth. So my grandma's oatmeal, if I died that day, I'd be okay.
And it's a comfort food. So you're thinking about something you love. I like that. Alicia, what's that?
Same thing. Same as spaghetti bolognese.
Well, you're gonna die that night. It's your last meal.
I'm gonna die that night.
So dark. We're so dark here on the startup.
Oh my god.
So
nice.
I'm
like, why are you here?
I'm like, can we come back?
Yeah, we can.
Just so. Last meal. Last meal.
Okay. So every year for the holidays, my grandma makes a pozole, and that just really hits so hard.
What?
Yeah. My grandfather was a Spaniard. Yeah.
You like
Chef Corey? Yeah. So that one would have to be just a bowl of pozole. Pozole and tamales.
Pork. I just got back from Spain, red.
Yeah.
No, I only did pozole the other day. I should have made it. Maybe there's a pozole in anybody's future. Cool. Okay. Finished. This was the last one. Okay. All right. Well,
There's so many things. I'd be so happy if someone just picked it for me. It would just be like, it could be pub, barbecue, sushi.
Stuff like that. I guess I love
my sister and my mom.
In terms of my dad, dog walking and stuff like that.
Well, I'd have to give a shout out to Marino from Hell's Kitchen for getting me connected, coming out here, working with Gino Angelini. Shout out to him. Shout out to Alicia for making this so magical. And Kevin, also from Hell's Kitchen, give me a place to stay while I'm here. And a shout out to my fiance, Macy, for being so supportive.
Kevin, do you
want to
come?
Yeah.
Yeah. Alicia, say hi. You guys remember Sean? He was on the show a few weeks ago. There he is. Sean,
we can find you. I didn't find it. SeanAntonio.com, SeanAntonio.com. So check out my social on Instagram, my ad shots for my protein. I'm not here. So there's a new day for the topics to change your life for the rest of 2021. So check me out there. You can find me there at Walter.
You're really good at raising the vibes.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Yay. Yay! All right, you guys. Thank you so much again for being here. I think we've got some dinner here.
Yes.
Yes. Let's give a shout out to Jay. Thank you, Mescalero Downtown, for hosting us. We had to get a little more space because of this COVID thing. You guys, please be good to one another. You know, if you've got a startup business and you're feeling discouraged, just keep going. All of us here have been at the startup. I continually am at a startup level with any of my brands, and we're always changing, moving, and growing. So just be encouraged. Don't give up. Reach out to Sean if you need some life coaching to help change your life. Reach out to the chefs if you've got a wedding or you guys have been there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
If you do it on cry over some
parts of my sweet
shirt. Yeah, yeah, okay. So you should
play some down.
It better be a fucking ice cream.
It better be. Thank you guys for sharing and coming in. And again, thank you to La Casa del Camino for the very generous stays. Michael Silver, Family Mind. Thanks, Toledo, Downtown LA. Follow them. Follow me on Instagram at Monique LeRae Simpson. And I ask you every week, what will you start today? Be good, be well. We'll see you soon. Bye, guys.
You're listening to The Startup with Monique LeRae, only on LA Talk Radio.